Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Mets and the and Pete Alonso, you know, might not be done. I think that makes sense. I'd be surprised if the Mets just walk away. Now, right now, Andy Martino reported today that there's nothing new to discuss, that they haven't had any meaningful conversations. But I refuse to believe the Mets have just walked away from it, and I still think Pete Alonso would ultimately like to be a New York Met, and he got a hit today. Or yesterday, because yesterday, Anthony Santander signed a five-year deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. Someone finally took his money. Five-year deal, 92.5. Santander, who hit 44 home runs, is a switch hitter, a flawed player. I don't love him, and the Baltimore Orioles didn't even try and retain him, which is amazing to me. I mean, right now, you want to talk about how the Yankees don't spend money, you want to talk about a bunch of different stuff, we'll get into the Dodgers. I thought this Orioles group had all this young talent. They're going to take on the big bad Yankees. They win 100 games, win a division. The next year, they have a down year, and both years they lose both games in the wild card. Haven't won a playoff game yet, but they've got all this young talent. They trade away for Burns, don't have any interest in re-signing him. They have these new owners who supposedly have money. They don't want to sign Burns. They don't want to sign Santander. They've gotten, you know, Tyler O'Neill and Charlie Morton. That's their offseason. Sorry to go off on a little tangent, but everyone, oh, the Orioles, oh, the O's, they're going to be the king of the division for so long, the king of the... Please. They've had a miserable offseason. Don't keep Santander, who goes to the Blue Jays, for less than $20 million per. We have seen the Alex Bregman market collapse. This was another market that was collapsing, and he just went to Toronto, where nobody wants to go. For less than $20 million per, and where at this point it's not that crazy. At this point it sounds for 5 years, like that's the thing, at least it's 92 and it's 5 years, and maybe, you know, Pete's looking for those extra years, and maybe he'll take the lesser money if you give him more years. I don't think the Mets will, but still 5 years at 92.5? 5 years less than $20 million? For a guy who honestly felt like, in heading into the offseason, felt like the runner-up to the Juan Soto sweepstakes, right? Like, he's the next best guy. If you can't get Juan Soto, you're going to turn to Santander. And his market has just completely fallen off. And you heard Vinny Pascantino, the first baseman for the Royals, talk about the first base market and how the first base market has become the new version of the NFL's running back market, where it's devalued. And clearly the numbers are down for contracts for first basemen. Clearly Pete's getting offered what he's getting offered from the New York Mets. And it just feels like, you know, they go by war. It's hard to get war as a defensive first baseman. For whatever reason, first basemen have not gotten what seems to be their value for their production. And for all of you out there, again, Pete just took another hit because Santander hit 44 home runs, switch hitter. Not a great outfielder, clearly. I think Pete's a far better first baseman than Santander is an outfielder. Strikes out, low average, all the same, a lot of the same things Pete's dealing with. But this was supposed to be a guy who got paid on some level. And 5 for $92 seems like a real bargain for what we thought Santander was going to get. And it's just another hit for Pete Alonso, who's trying to make upwards of close to $30 million a year, you would have to think. Otherwise, what's the holdup? And that's what I would just say to the Met fan. And to the Mets, if I was, like, in my mind, I understand that right now they are, and maybe they moved on. I find it hard to believe they have. I find it hard to believe they've completely shut the door and are no longer considering it at any price. I find that hard to believe. And why? Because it's stupid, in my opinion. I understand we've had this discussion a lot. If Pete Alonso is forced to come back, I mean, here's the thing. This is a guy who's been the face of your organization. It's been, you know, 5-6 years with Pete, LFGM, the polar bear, all of it. He's been your guy. He was hitting 50 home runs, making $500,000. You're the richest owner in baseball. I'm not saying give him something crazy. And if Pete, I'm not there for the good. If Pete's asking for $35 million to take a short-term deal, no one's, I'm with you. How could you give him that money? It's not anywhere close to market value. But to hold the line at bare minimum market value for your guy who might feel insulted at such an offer, like, and maybe it's, and Pete's going to have to understand he took another hit. Maybe he comes back with just a one-year deal. Me and Marco were just talking about that. Like, if Pete wants $30 million per, like, would you give Pete Alonso $30 million for 1 year? Like, the market wouldn't dictate it, but don't you think the Mets would be foolish not to do that? They still need pop in this lineup. And, look, the market is what it is. Alex Bregman still hasn't found a team. I think the Jays might still be in play for Pete Alonso, because that was the team they were talking to. I can't understand for the life of me why the San Francisco Giants aren't trying to make a splash with Pete Alonso. He's going to go there and hit 30, 35 home runs. They need it. They're trying to compete, I would think, in a pretty damn good division, no? Like, I still think someone's going to come around to give a 40 home run hitter, and more consistent of a 40 home run hitter than Santander, and Pete Alonso some money. So I still think the Mets are where he should be on a short-term deal. I don't see why there's any reason there's no wiggle room for the New York Mets. That's all I'm saying. And I'll continue to say it. And I know, listen, right now he might have to come back and take their money and they'll look brilliant. And I'll have to eat some of my words, although I've been open to the idea of that's what ends up happening. But I think the Mets should try and get it done and make the player happy as well. It's not going to prevent them from doing anything. But if the Mets are still on Pete Alonso, they had a great day with this Santander contract. There is no doubt. You look at this guy and what he's done over the last couple of years, and what he had 44 home runs last year. And that's the deal he gets. Pete Alonso had another rough day. And let's talk about the Dodgers for a second, too. And I mentioned this, too, with how the Mets are handling the offseason. Because the Dodgers are just ridiculous. And I'm maybe one of the only fans. As a Yankee fan, I'm almost excited. I don't believe that this is terrible for baseball. I don't. I don't necessarily view it as that, because we haven't seen a repeat champion since the 2000 New York Yankees. We have seen teams, like, you look at the Padres a few years ago. They have Manny Machado. They have Juan Soto. They have Fernando Tatis. They have Xander Bogaerts. They have Blake Snell. They have Yu Darvish. They have an unbelievable roster. They won 82 games. Now, I'm not suggesting the Dodgers, who just won the championship while banged up, are only going to win 82 games. I'm sure they're going to be the dominant force in the sport.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year, because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I don't get hung up on it. One, like, every owner could do this. Like, we could talk about New York Yankees, and we could talk about they're the highest revenue team in the sport, and we could talk about their debts and how much money they owe Yankee Stadium for the lease on Yankee Stadium, how much they're in debt to the YES Network, how many different investors they have, how many different Steinbrenner kids have to split up the money. We could have all that discussion about how much money actually the New York Yankees are making after they pay off all their debts. They can afford to do everything the Dodgers are doing. There are owners throughout baseball who can afford to do everything the Dodgers are doing. The Dodgers are really smart, and they spend money. And their payroll, when you take in the tax, is going to be over $450 million. But I relish it. I relish the opportunity to beat them. I heard BT say this today on one of the clips the social media account put out. I totally agree. I love that there's an enemy. I love being the enemy as a Yankee fan, and because I still think in some ways they are to a lot of people, but they haven't won enough. They haven't won a championship since 09, so you can't be the Death Star. You can't be the enemy of baseball. You can't be the big bad bully without a championship in 15, 16 years. So the Dodgers are now the enemy of baseball. They are the team that signs everybody. They went and won the World Series. And they had an offseason of adding Blake Snell, the best left-handed reliever, in Tanner Scott for $18 million a year. They brought in a shortstop from Korea. And they re-signed Hernandez. Like, there's no stop. And they re-upped Tommy Edmonds. Like, they have went out and got much better. They've added another great lefty arm to that bullpen. They've added another incredible starting pitcher to what was already, arguably, without the injuries last year, clearly. I mean, look at this rotation that they have. They are the villains of baseball, and I kind of relish it. And every team can do this. I'm more pissed at the rich owners who don't do this. Now, I know revenue and everything like that, but, like, I'm not saying you have to go as far as the Dodgers, but there are so many teams that don't spend money. Like, I mean, like the Cubs, or the report was, is that he preferred the Cubs, but the Cubs fell a couple million short. Now, we can argue about the contract, right, and whether or not any reliever is worth $18 million, right? He's only really had two dominant seasons. Relievers can be a bit fickle. And so we can argue whether or not the contract's good. And that was really, you know, the argument I had with the Mets when I did my show on Saturday. I think it was when I did my show on Saturday. Like, if you look at the Mets have handled this offseason after Juan Soto, it's been hold the line and we're going to be really smart, right? We talk about how the Mets have the benefit of having the young, smart owner who comes from mid-market Milwaukee and understands that he just can't throw money into every problem and has to be creative and has to do things differently. And he's built a really stable franchise there that continues to win. And the executive who replaced him just won executive of the year and manager of the year and all that. So they're a well-run franchise. They've done a really nice job. And he laid that groundwork for them. And now you add that with the owner, Steve Cohen's money, and pretty much that means smart moves surrounded by the best of free agents. And that sounds like a great plan, and I'm all in on it, except, you know, if you're going to be the big team in town, and you're going to beat your chest and say you are, and that was part of getting Juan Soto, and you want to compete with the Los Angeles Dodgers, I'm sorry, and maybe we'll see. Maybe this is the right way, and I'm dead wrong. But you can't just treat it as an I only make smart moves. Like, sometimes you have to take a chance. And you could be smart and then not make the move and not get the player. Like, you could be smart with Pete Alonso and not get him. And now who's your first baseman in the middle of the lineup? And you could say, hey, I prefer Minter at $11 million than I do the better pitcher at 18. And you can say that till you're blue in the face. And you know what? In 2 years, that might be the better option. I don't know. But what I do know is after going out to get Juan Soto, they have not followed it up with any real significant, I mean, to bring back Manaea, that's about it. And they're playing hardball with Pete Alonso, and we'll see if that works for them, and maybe it will. But as of right now, they're playing hardball with Pete Alonso and won't budge on the bare minimum of what market value is. And they desperately need a reliever. They desperately need relievers. They've got Diaz and nobody else. Maybe Buto, who didn't really perform that, you know, he had a great year for them out of the bullpen, and he faded down the stretch a little bit, but understandably so. But heading into the year, you feel confident, I suppose, with him in the bullpen. But they're in the market. They're talking to the best left-handed reliever on the market, bar none, in Tanner Scott. And although I think Minter's a fine pitcher and had a good year last year, he also only threw 36 innings and has had hip injury back to the back years. And instead of saying, you know what, I don't love giving $18 million a year to Tanner Scott, but you know what? He's the better pitcher. He's the best option. Let's go make this bullpen as dominant as I can make it. And you know what? In a few years, maybe that's a move you regret. I'm not saying that there isn't a reasonable take that $18 million is too much for a reliever. But do you want the best players? And do you want to go compete in this National League? And are you willing to take the risk? And he has before. Right, he has before, and maybe that's part of it. It failed him going out and getting Max Scherzer. It failed him going out and getting Verlander. It's failed him spending all that money, and the team fell on its face 2 years ago. But there is a line that right now the Mets are trying to ride. Obviously, Juan Soto's the no-brainer. Obviously, if Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is available, that's a no-brainer if you're willing to spend the money. I mean, they could end up failing. I'd be surprised, but they could. But they're the superstar free agents. They're offensive, superstar, young, hitting free agency at least 2 or 3 years earlier than most every other free agent. Those are the kind of superstar free agents that this owner has shown a willingness to go out and get, and they absolutely should. That's where they should live. But if you're trying to build a World Series team, and you're trying to compete with the Dodgers, and you're trying to compete with the Braves, and you've entered World Series or bust territory, sometimes you can't just sit back and go, oh, I'm only making smart moves. Oh, I don't do this. I don't go get starting pitching at 30. Oh, I don't pay relievers $17, $18 million. Oh, I don't do this. I don't do that. And you know what? Those are all sound principles that over time might end up being the smarter way to be a competitor each and every year. But every once in a while, you got to step up and take the chance to go win a championship. And right now, it just feels like the Mets aren't treating this year as that year. Because if they were, I think you'd pony up and give Pete Alonso a little bit closer to what he's asking to secure the player for the next 3 years. That doesn't cost you any. That doesn't hurt you getting anybody else, especially with an opt-out. And if they were, maybe they'd say, you know what, Minter's fine at 11. It's probably the overall better deal. but let me go get the more dominant pitcher. And that's not how they're treating it. And that's fine, because again, you can tell me up and down, $18 million, I wouldn't pay any reliever $18 million. And I'm not going to argue with you. It's sound. It makes sense. I agree. I'm nervous about relievers. But is the extra $7, $8 million you have to give Tanner Scott going to hurt you with this owner? Is it going to hurt? I would think I would have shown a little more urgency after the Juan Soto signing, especially with how damn good the National League is. 888-808-1019. But listen, the Dodgers are a force. The Dodgers are smart. The Dodgers develop well. The Dodgers develop pitching well. The Dodgers make smart, sound trades. And the Dodgers are willing to spend a ton of money. And we all wish, every one of us, right? Even the Mets at this moment, I'm sure the Met fan is very happy and wouldn't trade their owner for any owner. I get it. I wouldn't either. Fine. But even the Mets aren't operating like the Dodgers right now. And they're finding a way to give all that. They have $1.5 billion just waiting to be paid in the offing. And eventually it's going to come home to roost, I would think. But in the meantime, they don't care about luxury tax. They don't care about whatever it takes to make them the best version, the best team they can be. That's all they care about. And Tanner Scott's their guy. And like, that's why I'm disappointed. Like the Cubs, I mentioned before, the Cubs, they're like, apparently the report is Tanner Scott wanted to be a Cub. They fell a couple million bucks short. They let him go to the Dodgers. Like, what are you doing, Chicago? Do you want the player or not? At some point, sometimes you get the benefit of the doubt. Maybe Pete Alonso falls to you. Maybe Alex Bregman falls to you. Maybe Santander falls to you. But if there's a market for a reliever you need, and he's about to go to the Dodgers for $5 million more, the owner of the Cubs has a lot of money.